First of all, why is the camera not on me? Did you do this?
This isn't about you.
It's right in front of you.
Yeah, it's in front of me, but I can't see myself.
Anyway. It's on your nips,
that
dude.
Little screen right there, you can just flip it around.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, flip it around.
One little detail.
Oh, my God.
My bad.
Can you hit the intro music one more time? Because now I'm ready to
now
start.
Now we can go.
We have to restart.
Start it one more time, please. There we go.
No, you were serious.
To make for better cutting purposes.
Yeah, there we go. That will make for better cutting purposes.
Welcome to Sarcastic News Live. My name is Justin Cross, and yes, if you're watching at home, I wanted people to see this. I undid a button, and I wanted to see myself do it. So I'm wearing a deep white V-neck. My name is Justin Cross, folks. I'm coming at you live from the Skid Row Studios right here in the heart of L.A.'s Feral Cat District. And tonight, it's true.
It's an accurate district.
We're coming at you live from the Skid Row Studios right here in the heart of L.A.'s Feral Cat District. We got a great show for you tonight. We've got our guest. No one, actually, is our guest. He's a very talented rapper. No
we
one.
We don't need him.
But in studio, as usual, our guest sitting right across the street, he needs no introduction except for that he is the master of his own domain. Jake the Snake Crane.
Thank you. I am absolutely thrilled to be in the rat cage tonight with everybody.
You sound like
that
it. You really,
really
sound like
sold
it.
Me.
I mean, you're sitting right next to Al Borland and his partner Al Borland.
I know. Look at these two.
I wish I knew who Al Urban was.
We're trying really to become one person.
I like that. And you guys, they did a little Jimmy John's beforehand.
I got a bone to pick with Jimmy John's.
What's that?
I love the turkey club sandwich, but they call it the Club Lulu. So as a 25-year-old man, I have to go up and say, I want the Club Lulu.
I wouldn't call you much. I wouldn't call you a man, though, Joe.
Well, yeah. I'm trying to grow up as a man. And if I have to keep ordering Club Lulos, it's never going to happen. So,
well, you know.
Change the name, Jimmy.
No, I understand.
That's all I want.
That is true. But you do look a little more manly in your flannel.
It's the flannel.
So
yeah.
I get it.
I'm a lumberjack.
The man between one lumberjack and Jake the Snake Craney is Eric Feldstein, everybody. Eric Feldstein. Yeah, don't clap for him.
Nope, please don't.
What's the planning?
I wouldn't expect.
If you haven't heard about Eric Feldstein, let me introduce you to Eric. This is a recording from Eric before he actually started working on the show. He's going to come down. He got a little sick. Well, here's what happens when Eric calls in sick. Hold on.
Maybe your phone's not working.
Oh, I didn't turn the volume up.
No.
Wow, this makes for great radio. This is starting off well.
This is perfect. It's perplexing.
We restarted the show.
Eric, listen, I'm not going to make it tonight. I sent you an email. I hate to flake so early in the game, but I wasn't feeling too good today. I thought I could power through it, but in all honesty, I've been pissing out of my butt. For the past two hours,
folks.
It's 120 minutes.
Yeah, that was painful.
A painful long time.
Yeah. Still need a doctor's appointment for that one.
Oh, man. When you don't have a guest, you find ways to string the show out by playing.
I'm happy to help.
Gotta kill those minutes.
I'm happy to help. Important.
We're not killing. We soak up our hour, and we know we have a large contingent of listeners who love tuning into Sarcastic News Live to get their weekly news. And I didn't mention in the back, the very lovely, the very talented Jenny Guzman.
I will clap for Jenny.
Jenny, everybody. We need a female.
Yeah.
Feel free to chime in tonight. You're our guest. You're our interview.
Yeah, I was kind of sad when you said you had no guests because you told me before the show that I was the guest.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh.
You're right.
Busted.
Ouch. Yeah.
Well, listen.
Wow.
I hope you have diabetes.
Yeah, hold on. Wait. Where's my diabetes? Oh, here we go.
I hope you have diabetes.
There we go. That's where it is. All right. So that's our long introduction. But as always, we get the show started every night with the Sarcastic News Live Rundown. Our top story this week, this past Friday at the University of California, Santa Barbara, a 22-year-old student shot and killed six people. While this has sparked another major debate about gun violence and gun control in America, I think that we can all agree the real issue is not with guns, but with the encouragement of kids to attend college. While on the surface, the idea of more high school graduates attending college seems to greatly benefit our economy, in reality, more kids equals more kids who are poor, which equals more kids shopping at places like Walmart to afford things. And what does everyone who goes to Walmart have to have in order to safely walk through the parking lot? That's right, folks, a gun. So to all those gun control advocates who believe crazy people shouldn't be able to buy guns at places like Walmart or online, which in a USA Today poll conducted last year represented 93% of you, I'm sorry, but you're wrong. In the most economically developed country in the world, where this is 50% more likely to happen than any other first world country, the answer isn't curbing common sense buying habits of a fringe amount of our citizenry when it comes to guns. The answer is to make it more difficult for all of our citizenry to receive a higher level of education. And this isn't just happening at colleges, folks. Incidences like in high schools, in middle schools, even elementary schools like Newtown make it clear that the problem is school in general, folks. It's school. In the next election, I urge you to make education a priority by not making it a priority. If you want your kids to go to school, fine. That's fine. Send them to the School of Hard Knocks. At the School of Hard Knocks, they may not learn much about science or math or English. But instead, your 8-year-old can go running around not with a water pistol, but with a real one. And he'll know how to use it, okay? That's where we need to place our emphasis on education. And that's why the real substance of the issue is with education in schools, not with common sense gun laws.
That's where you went to school, right? School of Hard Knocks?
Yeah, that's where I got this shirt, and that's why I decided to do an extra button on that.
Yeah.
By the way, this is Sarcastic News Live, guys, so take what you will with that little ditty. That little rant. Now, lighter news out of Canada, since we have a strong Canadian base.
Huge.
Corporations are now jumping in the marijuana game. That's right. New laws enacted in April are now making large companies like Tweed Canada major distributors for people with health issues like AIDS, glaucoma, and 7-Eleven hunger issues.
It cured me of that.
I was gonna say because you're eating
Jimmy John's.
Exactly.
Yeah. So step up.
Now the corporate business model will produce more overall sales, but will most likely shrink sales for smaller businesses like your roommate Sean, that guy who quit his day job to, quote, live off the grid, and, of course, our own Eric Feldstein. And we found out today that poet, novelist, actress, civil rights activist Maya Angelou died at 86 years old. It's a very sad day. Her insightful words will undoubtedly live on through Facebook quotes and status updates.
And memes.
Memes, mm-hmm. Twitter feeds, and a small percentage of citizens who still read.
Or are still alive.
Or are still alive. Also in news, the former host and executive producer of Reading Rainbow, LeVar Burton, is launching a Kickstarter campaign to revive the show. Now, the sole purpose of the show is to help me interpret the pop-out books that I read.
That's the best news I've heard in a long time, actually.
That's enlightening. It's uplifting.
I rode the Reading Rainbow.
You guys are just
time.
Like, where is he going with this rant about?
I thought you were about to tell me he was dead too, and I was going to cry.
Or he killed her.
That was going to be terrible.
Now, everyone better sit down and shut the fuck up, because Michelle Obama is on a rampage to prevent a GOP push to make exceptions on the menu of school lunches.
Ooh.
Now, citing the rising incidence of obesity among children and adults, the First Lady said, quote, "The last thing we can afford to do right now is play politics with our kids' health. And now is not the time to roll back everything we have worked for, including rolls. While tasty, they are full of sugar and very fattening." Plump, 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 she said. She didn't say that, but Obama went on to say,
thank you for clarifying.
She is unwilling to compromise, folks. on the menu changes with exceptions. This is true. She will compromise on this. The exception of bags of chocolate milk in which you have to use a straw to poke in the middle, similar to a Capri Sun. Lunchable pizzas, because in her words, you have to try everything once. And Fritos, because again, in her own words, who really eats those? I was always the guy who would try to trade my Fritos for food. And like, I would try to trade Fritos for Gushers and people would be like, no.
Like, it's a terrible trade.
Nobody would trade for Fritos.
You would need at least four bags of Fritos for one bag
of
Gushers.
Never give away Gushers. There's no way.
No, you could. Fritos were like you
that's
might as well
candy
give kids
exchange
water.
Rate. It's, exactly. You're not familiar with that, clearly.
No. I was terrible at it, dude. I had Fritos and just like the crust of sandwiches. That was my meal.
You're that kid trying to trade a banana for a chocolate snack pack.
Why do you think I weigh 108 pounds, Joe?
It makes sense.
I'm dainty for a reason. Everyone, now we're talking about Michelle Obama, but President Obama actually announced earlier this week a drawdown of nearly all troops in Afghanistan by 2016.
Yay.
Obama said, quote, I'm excited to finally get the troops out of Afghanistan, but rest assured the American people need to know we will be cleaning up the messes of George W. Bush long after my tenure as president. All right.
Confirmed.
Now in sports, we're going to end on a lighter note tonight. The wife of racist Clippers owner Donald Sterling. She's apparently hurrying up to sell the team just before her husband wakes up from 1865. Folks, that's the Sarcastic News Live rundown. My name is Justin Cross. We have a fun show for you tonight. We don't have any guests, but we got a lot of fun stories. We've got two guys dressed in flannel. We want you to call in 800-893-9562.
We do have a guest, Justin.
800-893-9. Like I said, Jenny, we don't have a guest tonight. We've got Jenny in the back to provide female. That sounds like you're rolling dice over there.
I wish I was rolling dice right now.
I hope you have diabetes.
Should we start rolling dice?
No, but we should say. Aaron Feldstein, everybody. We got a great show for you coming up. We've got our next segment called What's Happening in Your Neighborhood, which I may just change to like random news of the week. I don't know. I think we may need to change that, but we'll see.
Well, we've gone this far.
We've gone this far. You guys heard me rant for 5 minutes about the shooting. Try to make that funny, guys.
It's tough. Yeah.
It's hard.
Try to make that funny, especially when you're writing a show like 12 hours before it starts. So,
yeah.
Anyway, we got a fun one coming up. And the snake game, of course, sweeping the nation,
that game.
We just had
hashtag sweeping the nation.
Before the show, we had one of our frequent listeners, watchers of the show, say that the opening monologue, which I think we can all tell, great part. The snake game, fantastic. And that guy, Eric Feldstein, why does he keep coming back when you make fun of him so much, is what he said.
Oh, need a whipping post.
That's right.
It's true.
That's right. Except when he plays the whipping post on Jenny in the back, and they just go back and forth for lowest
person. It's a different kind of whipping, but yeah.
Wow. Wow.
I just blacked out for a second. What?
It's probably for the best. Yeah,
it's usually what happens on the show. My name is Justin Cross, Jake the Snake Cranny, Eric Feldstein. This is Joe. We've got Sarcastic News Live. We'll be right back after these messages. we're back here on Sarcastic News Live. For those listening during that break, I just want to say I'm sorry that you had to listen to Eric Feldstein's prom music. I hope you saw some of his moves. He was very...
very boxy, just left foot,
sounded very,
right foot.
Very stiff, yeah.
Quarter turn, half turn.
Yeah, he was very stiff. But I think Eric was so annoyed with that song that he was using his Jimmy John's rapper as a stress ball.
Damn you, Selena.
He was the one that suggested that song, Justin. Ooh. So
really? Really? Well, it was...
That's off his iPod right
it's
there.
It's pretty close to home over there.
I can confirm.
Why? Why?
This
why
is what
Selena?
Happens when you leave me in charge of the music.
I like hope it. You have diabetes.
Oh, man.
You know what? You want it. Okay, really last don't. Week we had 90s, right? This is 90s,
it's
but
a good trend.
It's Latin 90s, you know? So I think you're a little racist for not liking
wow.
it.
Wow.
Holy wow.
I'm just going to say it.
You're playing
I'm just going
to
say it.
Just because your last name's Guzman, you think it can do that to me?
Yeah, that's a very Jewish name, but...
is it?
Yeah, it is.
So is Cross.
Are you Jewish?
So is
no.
Cross.
No, no.
Yeah, very funny.
Hey, guys. That was Snake's reaction during the...
I just thought it would be a nice mix. But if you don't like it, I'll pick something else.
No,
I
keep it going.
Like
keep it going.
No, please pick something else. Please.
Okay.
I don't care
I
if you just leave. Like, if you need to not focus on the show right now just to pick new music, I'm okay with that. I'm kidding.
I'll do that.
I'm giving you a hard
she
time.
She is crying in the back
I'm
right
giving
now.
You hard. Jenny's great. So in case you missed the opening monologue, we talked about the shooting in Santa Barbara.
We went there.
We did.
Just to recap, I think that the real problem lies with schools in general having them. When I was growing up, I didn't want to go, and so
I never did.
Yeah,
they kept
look,
pushing
look
my
where I am
kept,
now.
Yeah,
it has nothing to do with common sense gun laws. I think it's completely the school. now we also went over Canada legalizing pot. We talked about LeVar Burton. We talked about the death of Maya Angelou. And we talked about, what else did we talk
Donald
about?
Donald Sterling.
Donald Sterling. We closed out with the troops in Afghanistan and Donald Sterling. Now, we have a segment that's just taken off. It's taken the world by storm. I think we can all agree.
It's kicking the world in the balls.
It's a segment where we like to recap what's kind of the random stories out there, you know, but not just random stories, but what's happening in your neighborhood. Because we have a diverse audience. We have, as we mentioned, we have a growing base in Canada. I know Sweden, a lot of the Nordic countries, a lot of the very white countries.
Scandinavia loves us.
Scandinavia, we're huge there.
Morocco.
No, not there.
it's mainly because they like the sound of high-pitched men's voices.
They do.
In
they
that
do.
Area.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but Wilfred Brimley is huge over in Zimbabwe. Actually,
I hope you have diabetes.
Sure he's huge wherever he is.
We're gonna get some sort of summons one day. It's like you have used Wilfred Brimley's sound effect 3,800 times, and now we are gonna sue you.
It's part of it. It's part of it. So let's get down to it. It is called "What's Happening in Your Neighborhood."
Speaking of being sued.
Yeah, I think I heard this the other day and I was like, where does this sound familiar?
Wait a minute.
On the radio. An actual real radio
station. It's true. It's true. It's but. What's happening in your neighborhood. That's the Arcade Fire. That brings us that. All right. So let's go ahead and start off with Jake the Snake Ready.
All right. Well, mine's pretty hard hitting tonight, guys. I hope you're ready. Strap yourselves in. Mine comes from the great state of Tennessee. Where Tennessee Titans backup quarterback Charlie Whitehurst has lost his jersey number that he's been wearing for the last 13 years
really?
To the punter.
Wow.
Care to venture a guess as how he lost that number to the punter?
In a punting contest?
No. Oh.
Sold it.
Arm wrestling contest.
What?
Wait, he lost
his number
to the punter.
To the punter because he lost an arm wrestling contest with a punter.
What's the, okay? Is the punter's got to be like Jack? He's got to look like a security
guard.
Must
be on roids.
Doubtful. I mean, this is not only is this a great story. Is there a profession that's better than a backup quarterback in the NFL? You're making six figures and you're just like farting around doing arm wrestling contests for fun.
Do they make six figures?
Oh yeah,
the backup punter.
Backup quarterbacks make a.
Why do you know if they make seven figures? Some of them.
Doubtful. I don't think they make that much.
High six figures.
Vince
I think
Young. They're. Obviously.
Vince Young, yeah, yes. That's true.
Yeah.
Well, he's a former Heisman Trophy winner, right?
Of course. He just brings that into the room, and that's $1 million.
Puts it down.
So I thought it'd be fun tonight, since you two are dressed alike, if we just have a real quick, very official SNL arm wrestling contest between the two lumberjacks tonight.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
That sounds amazing.
I don't know. Eric's been working out.
I'm going to take Feldy on this.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to
take Feldy. You should take me. It's because this shirt's got extra power.
All right. You guys going to do this? You going to do this?
Feldy looks very reluctant.
Hold
on.
Let's make sure that we... I want,
is that
happening?
Or is that quiet confidence? That might be like, yeah.
Feldy's like terrible angle.
Feldy's been at work. Yeah, you should get the terrible angle here.
I feel like I'm going to pop
someone should take a picture of this here.
Yeah, somebody should. Hold on. Let's.
I should get both arms. Is that right?
Let me take a photo. Yeah, let me take.
There's really nowhere for my arm to go.
That's where I don't want your arm to go anywhere.
Terrible angle.
My arm will go.
Joe, I'm gonna keep it going, Snake. Keep the show going.
We're gonna give. This is gonna be.
We should have a handicap. I should have to start like here.
Now this will be the official moment where Feldstein breaks his elbow.
Yeah.
Hold on.
And then he demands some sort of.
Joe, I got it. I'm gonna use
care package.
Use the way.
Feldstein, do you have Obamacare?
Oh.
No, but I've got better.
I don't have health care.
I'm going to Snapchat this one. Hold on.
All my friends? Thank you.
No, I'm just looking at your apps right now. There's chess, Snapchat, and World Series of Poker.
That's it. That's all you need.
How do I do that? You like how I don't know how to use technology?
You're just like
you
don't know how to use so the me camera and Feldy function? Can hold our hands
yeah, here.
Longer. You use just mine. Do it on the Twitter.
No, get it on.
Oh my God! This is
good.
Comedy of errors, right here. All right,
I have a photo. I'll put it up on there. It's fine. I'll send it to Joe. I'll text it to Joe.
All right,
break.
Let's call this thing. Ready?
All right, ready, Snake. You got to officiate this. Ready? I'm gonna host it.
Make this clean, boys.
All right, and they're starting on
3, 2, 1. Do it.
Oh man!
This is gonna be the entire show.
Yeah.
Joe.
I took a dive.
Wow.
Feldstein was weighed down by that Jimmy John sandwich.
I stabbed him in the stomach. Sluggish.
Joe just said,
suck on this.
I'm blaming it on the angle. But Joe's seriously strong.
And Eric just did that.
Yeah. And I shit my pants at the same time.
All of the above.
Didn't take much for this show to go downhill.
Oh,
huh?
Man. That is good radio.
You know, you guys are going to have to arm wrestle next because you're both wearing collared shirts. Actually, we all are. Fuck.
We all.
Now, let's keep this laugh train moving.
You're only the usual punk.
Good call.
All right. Wow. Yeah. Sorry, Joe. I didn't take a picture on your phone. I'll send it at the break. I'll send it over and I want you to tweet it out to everybody, okay?
Yeah, I'm going to.
All right.
It's my special moment in the sun.
Get the camera back on me. There we go.
There you go,
you're
pretty
very
boy.
Focused. With
so it's just going to be me looking at myself. Just
picture the Silence of the Lambs song.
Yeah, exactly. Doo-doo. That was good radio,
Good call.
Feldstein.
Oh, well.
You need a good story at this point.
I have no blood left in my extremities
what
from
do you
that
have
arm
for us,
wrestling. Yeah. Guys, I got some good news.
Care to share it with us?
We could see. It's all about the suspense.
Any news will
help. This is how I live. We could soon see Cialis sold over the counter.
Really?
Wow.
That's big time.
Drug makers, they're trying to get it approved.
Just why? Just so they can make more money?
Sanofi and Eli Lilly and Co. have agreed to pursue approval. It's currently available prescription only, but generated $2.16 billion in sales in 2013.
Damn.
Wow.
And more than $14 billion since launch.
They're not even selling to women. I mean, just think what they would do, like what women could do with an erection pill.
Well, I guess that brings us to our next question. I mean, have you guys ever taken them?
No.
No?
I have.
Joe!
Not Cialis. It's those 7-Eleven boosters, you know. Now that I smoke weed I don't go to 7-Eleven anymore, so.
Yeah.
You know, I killed two addictions with one stone.
I was
going
to say.
That was what I did.
Wait. So you have?
I did.
You took the boosters from the gas station.
I took the booster from the gas station. And it worked.
Oh, goodness.
Booster
no, it didn't
pack.
Work. It didn't work at all.
It didn't work?
I think I got so hyped and that I immediately came before the date even started.
You were like,
and then later it just wouldn't come back up.
You American Pied it there.
I American Pied it. That's what I did.
Have you ever tried horny goat weed, Snake?
Oh, goodness.
That's what they sell over the counter. It's called horny goat weed. I know this because I'm a pervert.
Yeah, of course.
Just saying.
I haven't tried any of that stuff, no.
No, you just wake up with mesh basketball shorts on and that's good enough for you. You got a boner then.
I have an erection roughly 16 hours a day.
Really?
Just walking around. I tape it to the leg.
Prove it.
That little arm wrestling match right there did it for you.
Oh.
Set him over the top.
Standing at attention.
When I sold these, I actually bought one from what I was selling just to try it out.
Yeah.
I forget what it was called, but when I was pitching it, it was actually sounded like a legit deal, and it worked.
Yeah. He sold penis pills before. Yeah.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, I don't know if that got lost in the translation.
Well, I got distracted when you said
sorry.
Pitching it.
Oh, I thought pitching it.
Just a poor choice of words. I thought you guys knew that I sold penis pills.
I did not know that.
For a time, yeah. Well, just one day.
Was it back in like 88 or something? Like, what are
this
you?
This was last year.
Yeah.
When I was desperate
pills.
For a job. I sold $50 worth. That was it. It was crazy.
Was Joe your
I was the hype man.
It was some
purchaser?
Old guy.
Yeah.
I was the purchaser.
Those are good times.
Wow. What was your line?
Dude, I wasn't even that good at it.
What's
but,
up? You know?
Like, yeah, no, not even that. Just, hey, sir, are you ready? Like, this is gonna happen. Like, it's going to happen.
Are you ready?
It's got everything. Seriously, there were no side effects. You could drink on it. I mean,
that's the perfect penis pill.
They sold a lot of pills, man. That place was rolling in dough.
Wow.
First thing I look for in a penis pill is if I can drink. That's
yeah,
important.
So does everyone.
Obviously.
It worked. I highly recommend it.
We have a caller. Oh, this is going to be good. Do we know the name of the caller?
Somebody
you know, just a blind?
Calling about
we
penis
actually
pills.
Have.
All right.
Yeah. Penis pills.
Caller, you're on Sarcastic News Live.
Hello, this is Jim from the Santa Fe Springs Man Cave.
Jim, what's up, Jim?
Oh, I missed you.
Well, Jim, this is how I've been.
How are you?
You
started talking perverted things, and I got excited here. I was flipping it back and forth with my my remote here from the Miami game to the Kings game. We're now in the double overtime of the Kings.
Oh,
Miami
wow.
went down.
Oh.
Sorry. And I was thinking, that's more hand action than when I'm on hotlatinas.com.
Oh, man.
I just got a call saying hi. Nothing to report. Just another beautiful day here in Santa Fe Springs.
Yeah.
70 degrees.
Aren't they all?
And watching the Kings. Hope you guys are doing well and love hearing the show.
Hey,
well,
hey Jim.
Nice,
thank you.
Jim.
Thank you. Go Kings, go.
Thanks for calling in. And you know, I'm glad that we now know our base of listeners.
That's all we need.
Jim, I have a quick question for you. You know, we talked to you heard the conversation. We're talking about Cialis, and they may go over the counter. So, I mean, tell us.
Are you questioning? Are you pointing this question because I'm a middle-aged guy?
I'm just saying our listenership has sprung up in the last 2 minutes since your phone call is all I'm trying to say. I want to keep them engaged.
Well, you know, it's about keeping in shape. You know, Cialis comes along when you're not in shape.
Okay.
So I'll be going to Cialis.com probably tomorrow.
All right.
That's key.
Jim, if you don't know, Jim has, he's called in, he's told us in the past that he does consume about 8 packets of beef jerky per day. So he gets, that's what he calls protein right there.
I hope you're doing well. Love the show, and you got 30 more minutes, so I'm going to enjoy the rest.
Thanks a lot, Jim. Thanks for calling in.
Have a good evening, and go Kings.
Yeah.
Go Kings.
Word.
Jim was calling in there just to rub it in and say, you got 30 more minutes to keep talking.
God.
You got to find a way
guy.
To rally.
I was really happy until he mentioned that.
We needed that, though.
Show's flying by, man. Show is flying by. We've got Al Borland and his partner over there.
Sal Borland.
Who is Al Borland?
Feldstein.
What?
Home Improvement.
Classic.
Oh, my bad.
Played by
my
the very elegant Richard Karn.
I'm not that old, Feldstein. Come on.
Yeah, my bad.
The bearded wonder.
I want to ask Joe, you got a story for us?
I do. It's actually kind of about the Los Angeles Kings. I don't know if you guys are aware.
Well, we haven't covered sports and sex yet, so let's keep going.
So let's keep going on sports. And tying in with our Latin week theme here, I was having a conversation with my Latin friend at my restaurant, Danny, and he was super excited about the Los Angeles Kings making it to the Stanley Cup Finals. And he goes, oh, I'm going to buy a ticket. Nonchalantly, he says, I'm going to buy a ticket to the game 1. And I was like, Danny, that's going to be like $1,000. He was like, no, man, this is L.A. We pay like $50 for that stuff, that shit. And I said, there's just no way. So I did some research, and I want to know what you guys think. Game one of the Stanley Cup Finals, if they do make it, hopefully they will, at Staples Center, how much that will cost.
Well, I don't know. I don't know the same people Danny apparently does.
He's a shady guy.
I was going to say.
I love him. If you're listening.
So you're just saying like market price for a Kings game.
For
like
a Kings
upper deck.
Game one, yeah, the cheapest that you can go, obviously. Because we're not rich here.
I have to say for the Kings, I mean, cheapest. I'll say around 200. I'll say 250.
That's a fair price.
I'll say 250.
I'm going to go 251.
Wow.
Really?
Price is Right style.
No,
Jake's been the Price is Right.
I think it's going to be pretty steep. I'm going to go probably 400.
Mm.
You sure you don't want to go 251, Feldstein?
251?
$1.
$1. That might be the best bet.
Well, I know the answer, so in true fashion, I got to chill. Yeah.
But it to give you some perspective, first off, if the Rangers make it to the Stanley Cups, obviously, we changed the name. No. It's going to cost $1,100, cheapest ticket you can get for MSG Game 1.
Okay.
Compared to the $412 you can buy at Staples Center.
$412.
What did you
Jake,
say,
Jake?
At 400.
Jake the Snake.
I hope you have diabetes.
Thanks, Wilford.
He's going to sue us.
Oh, sure. Totally.
I may do a show where I just keep playing sound clips. Damn it. I keep falling off the seat.
Can we get him to actually call in at one point? Why the hell are you playing my clip?
Is he still alive?
Yeah, and he hopes you have diabetes.
He does.
That was a stupid question.
Yeah. All right, I want to bring this to light real quick before we go to a quick break. Two things. LeVar Burton, Reading Rainbow, trying to get that back together.
Hell yeah.
And Maya Angelou, both of those folks affected my childhood. Let me ask you, did they affect your childhood? I mean, I grew up on Reading Rainbow. Like I mentioned before, that's how I still interpret my pop-out books.
Of course.
You know, and I love LeVar. And Maya Angelou. Why the caged bird sings? Did anybody really get into that or no? Is it just like how much did it affect your lives growing up, guys?
Reading Rainbow for sure did.
Yeah, I jerked off to the Reading Rainbow.
Well,
that was big time.
He's a big fan of LeVar.
Yeah.
I remember watching Reading Rainbow all the time. I really didn't get into any of the Maya Angelou works, I guess, until high school.
Till high school, really?
Yeah. Yeah, and then I think she
let me
more or less impacted everybody, whether that was direct or indirect.
Let me. Here's the thing. I think even if you didn't read a lot of Maya Angelou, the name itself, she was like a living legend for so long. You know, like there are not many poets or writers that are still legends. I feel like anymore.
Yeah.
You know, you can buy their book at like Ralph's. You know, for like $10, and it's. It's usually some like it usually involves like choke out sex. Mm-hmm. So wait, what's that one book?
Choke out sex.
I don't know why you stared directly at me.
Yeah. What's the gray?
50 Shades of Gray.
Exactly.
Choke out sex.
That's what it's going for.
It's called both.
But you know, there are not too many living legends in the literary world. Let me ask you guys this: who was the author, the child author, that you probably read the most that you can remember sinking your teeth into a good?
R.L. Stein, Goosebumps, yeah. All the way.
Dr. Seuss, always have, always will.
Really,
to this day.
What's your favorite Dr. Seuss? Green Eggs and Ham.
Oh, classic, delicious and nutritious for the brain.
Of course,
Feldstein, you look like you're cramming to find some answer.
Shel Silverstein.
Really? Oh, that's
Bernstein
a good one.
Bears.
All right.
The sidewalk
I'll
ends.
Give you credit there. I forgot about Shel.
I actually had to babysit 2 weeks ago. As scary as that is. And those kids made me read Bernstein Bears. Six books. Wow. I wanted to blow my brains out after.
I'll have to go with, this was one of mine, which I remember it put me to sleep kind of every time, but James and the Giant Peach, Raoul Dahl.
Oh yeah, Raoul Dahl.
I could never say his name. I want to say Ronald, and then I change it to Raoul. Raoul Dahl. You know, because it's Latin American week, so. Here at Sarcastic News Live. You guys ever had James and the Giant Peach read to you?
Yeah.
No, I watched the movie.
I can't remember because I would fall asleep instantaneously. Yeah. That was the problem.
Snake, you just look down at your cell phone.
I don't recall reading very much of anything other than like food labels before I chowed down.
That's why
I'm a big reader.
Not a big, not a big Snicker rapper. Readings.
Why we're the least trusted name in news right here. All right. Well, that was a good ending to that segment. Let's see. We've got Guzman. You got another author for us?
No, I'm not a guest.
Oh, wow.
No,
she just doesn't know how to
spurning
read.
Spurning your advances.
I don't know how
there.
To read.
Doghouse.
You're only, what, 18? Like, you're just barely legal.
Yeah. 18.
So what was popular back in your day?
Back in
which
my
was
day,
like yesterday.
People magazine.
Is that what it's come down to?
This
Jenny,
world.
Jenny, did you ever read House of a Thousand Spirits?
No, I didn't.
Well, she
how about The Giving Tree?
Yeah, The Giving Tree was one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you read
The Bible?
I was joking around. Yeah. People's magazine. What do you call that? Reading Rainbow. I loved watching Reading Rainbow, actually. My
Who
sister
didn't?
And I, we'd sing along to the song and, you know, get excited for the show.
That, it's funny because I don't really even remember any of the books they had on Reading Rainbow.
Nope.
I just remember the song.
Yeah, I remember a butterfly episode.
The butterfly episode.
Well, they had the butterfly in the sky. I can fly twice as high.
Just take a look.
But then he had like an episode specifically for butterflies.
That's true.
They did the theme.
I'll be honest, my biggest education was The Simpsons.
That's good.
That explains a lot.
There's a lot of stuff.
The School of Hard Knocks.
That's true. Yeah.
Simpsons did it.
All right, well, we're going to cut that one from the
blooper.
So a break.
Blooper reel.
So we're going to go to a break.
Jeez.
No, it was good. No, what I want to do now is, we're going to go to a quick break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to do a fun little snake game. Over the break, here's what I want you guys to do. Come up with the best possible charity that you can think of that is fake and funny, but that you would think that people would really think is a real charity, okay? Don't just make it up on the spot. So, Feldstein, I want you to think hard. Over the break, snake.
He's overheating. You just made Feldy overheat.
We're going to go, and it doesn't take much. He usually walks in here and he's malting. So we got the snake game coming up next. Again, if you want to participate, if you want to call in,
you can play along, folks.
893-9562, Jim in the Santa Fe Springs Man Cave just called in and told us a little bit about Cialis pills. So that was very nice of him to do that. Join us, 800-893-9562, if you want to participate in the snake game. It's a little trivia game we like to play to catch up on the week's news.
Hard hitting. The more hard hitting. Yeah.
Guzman, you're going to be on my team. And the boys in flannel, the lumberjacks, are on the other team. So, and we got to make up a good charity. So I'll think of a good one and you just play good music. All right.
Or terrible music.
Well, we'll see in a second here. We'll be right back on Sarcastic News Live.
Set me free from this misery. I can take it no more. Since you ran away, nothing's been the same. Don't know what I'm living for. Here I am, so alone. And there's nothing in this world I can do until you're back here. Yeah.
Love the harmony there. That was just...
I was just about to say the same thing.
That's a live band in studio called BB Mac.
The folks at home can't see, but Jenny in the back there was just dialed into that song. I mean, that was bringing back years of memories for you, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah. BB Mac. When did that song come out? When was that?
That's a good question.
I don't know.
A hard-hitting journalist.
You got three computers in front of you. Why don't you look it up?
Come on.
Oh, that's a good, yeah. Let me look it up.
Look that Google.
We'll come back to that. Yeah.
Oh, but correction on that. You know, last week I mentioned that I remember the music video because they were like at a mall and they opened up a guitar case and people came and gave money, right?
You remember?
It was actually a train station.
That makes more sense.
BB Mac.
I think that's why
they wouldn't allow that in a mall.
I was going to say.
Yeah, no.
Maybe
killed. No soliciting.
Maybe the Fox Hills Mall by my my apartment.
No, the Crenshaw Mall.
Oh.
Well, at least they're in the mall instead of out of it, so you're a little more protected. Now, first of all, I just want to say I'm going to play my own little snake game here for a second.
Whoa!
Take a guess what celebrity, politician, whatever you want to call it. Because I'm going to give you the kind of the gamut, but it said this about Maya Angelou. Her words inspired peace and equality and enriched the culture of our country. We are grateful for the work she leaves behind, and we wish her peace that she always sought. Was that George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, Tyler Perry, Jim Caldwell, head coach of the Detroit Lions, or Frank Robinson? Former and current Major League Baseball executive.
Trick question. It was Wilford Brimley. Obviously.
I'm going to say Slick Willie.
Feldstein, you look tired.
Sorry, it's a long day of work.
Jesus.
hey, you threw me off there. Robinson.
That was filmmaker Tyler Perry.
I was going to say what? Tyler Perry. I didn't even get a chance
give him a chance to answer.
He was so mad at Eric.
Well, I just,
just yawning.
Sorry, I think of you two as one entity.
Robinson.
I got confused.
Yeah, it's okay.
All right, so we're back here on Sarcastic News Live. My name is Justin Cross. We've got Jake the Snake Cranny, Eric Feldstein, and Joe. Just one name, Joe.
I have something to say. That song came out in
the girl's talking
That's why
again.
You guys don't know it.
2000
when?
Yeah, 2000.
Oh, I thought you were going to say 2009.
I actually thought it was before that.
So did I, and really? No. That's why you guys don't know it, and I do.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was outside playing.
My time.
I'm into that song. Good one.
Space?
I remember when I was at Eric's prom.
What?
I chaperoned it.
Is that how old you are?
So, I'm 48. My name is Justin Cross, Sarcastic News Live. Guys, we've just to run down the gamut of topics so far, we went after, there was obviously the shooting at UC Santa Barbara. We talked a little bit about that. We also talked about the Afghanistan pullout of 16,000 troops, or by 2016, the remaining troops are in there. We talked about school lunches, because apparently the GOP wants to make Capri Suns and Fritos regulated from cafeterias.
It's terrible.
And we talked about Donald Sterling a little bit. We've done a fair share of sports stories. We talked about Cialis as well. Jim called in and told us that it works.
well.
And now we are on for the segment that is the trademark, the staple of Sarcastic News Live. I'm talking about the Snake Game.
Oh, shit.
I thought I was on your team. Way to just push me off to the side.
No, I know, but I just wanted to put Feldstein on the spot because I gave him one piece of homework to do over the break, and it looks like...
No, I remembered. It's the Society of...
Makeup one.
Asbestos removal.
All right.
Asbestos removal is good.
That's terrible.
Foundation.
All right, here's what you're going to do, Feldstein. While you're not listening to the question, come up with...
hold on, though, because the Society of Asbestos Removal spells the word sore, so I kind of like that.
Oh, really?
Wow. That's right.
Bam.
Thanks, Snake.
Yes.
Hey,
we're soaring
that.
Here.
Someone's got my back.
I don't know if you were listening really well or just trailing off really well. I'm not sure what you were doing there, Snake, but...
I appreciate it.
Okay. Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to unveil our charities at the end of the game. But, Snake, take it away. Tell us about it. Tell us a little bit about the game for the new listeners at home.
Well, for all the new listeners, this is basically a quotes from the week in news. I give these fierce competitors a quote from one of the week's news stories, and yeah. I give them two answers, two possible people or things that could be from. One is fake, and one is the actual answer. These guys are trying to guess the actual answer.
Excellent.
Okay, so quote number one. You could fail at what you don't love, so you might as well take a chance on doing something you love. Was that A, comedian Jim Carrey giving a commencement speech, or B, Charlie Day from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia giving a commencement speech?
Ooh, wow.
Both gave commencement speeches this week.
I want to go read those commencement speeches.
Yeah. Now.
I'm going to go with, for our team, who do you think it is, Jenny?
I really like Charlie Day. But I think Jim.
Jim Carrey. Jim, you guys are on a first name basis.
They're best friends.
Hung out yesterday.
We'll go, since Jenny knows him.
Me.
Yeah, since Jenny knows him, I think that she's got a good rapport. We'll go with Jim Carrey.
Well, I was watching Always Sunny right before coming here, as you always do.
Yeah.
We have to go with Charlie Day. I think that's just...
We do.
That's a sign.
You could fail at what you don't love, so you might as well take a chance on doing something you love. That was a quote from Jim Carrey.
Oh, yeah. Woo! Woo! Yeah!
Suck on this.
I hope you have diabetes.
Jim Carrey.
Quote number two. Can't wait to see what charity you're playing for over there. Quote number two. For the first time, we're going to get peppered.
Wow.
Was that A, an expert previewing Friday's meteor shower, or B, a line from the new Seth MacFarlane movie, A Million Ways to Die in the West?
Again, what was the line one more time?
For the first time, we're going to get peppered.
That was a Justin Cross stand-up show is what that was. All right.
Lumberjacks, you're first.
Please repeat the question, Alex.
No.
Please repeat.
It's A Million Ways to Die in the West.
All right. What do you think, Jenny?
You got this one.
Oh. Oh, okay.
She was confident in you.
I told you. It was one of my stand-up shows. I'm going to go with...
But if I were you, I'd pick the first one.
A Million Ways to Die?
No. It was the meteor...
Expert previewing expert. Friday's meteor show.
All right. You read that like you were an expert previewing the meteor. Expert.
Jake.
There's going to be lots of stars and comets.
Let's go with that one.
All right. For the first time, we're going to get peppered. That is an expert previewing Friday's meteor shower.
We lost.
You know what's happening here is Jenny's in the back just Googling these as I'm saying the quote. Yeah.
That's not fair.
Is that true, Jenny?
I would never do that.
She did defer to me on that one. So
that's why she was so confident. I saw she was looking at the computer screen. She looked right into your eyes.
Yeah.
Said, you got this one.
Yeah, she did.
Team Goose Cross is up 2-0 at this point.
Gosh, Goose Cross. So. We don't have a cool name like that.
With matching shirts.
You're the Borlands as well.
Team
Borland.
Borland.
Quote number three. I want to know who the morons are. Was that A, Mark Cuban speaking out against bigotry, or B, Bill O'Reilly reacting to sarcastic tweets about Memorial Day?
You guys go first.
That's classic Bill O'Reilly, and I know because my dad would watch it every night, and I would have to watch at the supper table.
The
supper table. 1789 Pilgrim.
Did they ring
style.
A triangle for supper?
I roded my cow in, and we
is
just...
Is Donald Sterling your father?
Of course. He's my grandfather. My grandpappy.
I think this guy is.
I hope you have diabetes.
I'm going to go... I think it's... Jenny, I don't know. Your call.
All the on. You go ahead.
No. I wasn't listening. Your turn.
I'm going to go with Mark.
Mark Cuban, and you guys went with Bill O'Reilly?
Mark Cuban made some big headlines. I think you're going to go with him.
Okay. I want to know who the morons are. That was Mark Cuban.
Yeah!
Wow.
Three for three.
We've got a shutout. Shit. We've got a shutout. But good news for the Borlands over here. We've now got the 10-point tweet of the week to decide the winner of the game.
That's right.
This is hard-hitting. You're going to love this one. All right. Which rapper tweeted the following this week? Face it, you'll never be this cool.
Was that A, LL Cool J, B, Drake, C, T-Pain, or D, Pitbull? For classy gentlemen.
A lot of egos.
I feel like it would be truthful if it was LL Cool J because no one could ever actually be that cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you can't just go with the answer.
That's the smartest thing you've ever said.
10-point tweet, guys. 10 points. This is for the game.
I think I'm going to go with, what do you think? Pitbull? You're going to say Pitbull.
I was going to say Drake.
All right, let's go Drake.
But
face it, you'll never be this cool.
No, Drake, no. He's from Canada. They're not that cocky. They're usually high, but they're not cocky.
They have the Toronto Raptors.
But he's a rapper.
You're looking stuff up on the phone.
I'm tweeting.
All right.
He's live tweeting.
All right.
We'll go with whatever you say.
Pitbull?
Sure.
All right.
Team Goose Cross, are you choosing Pitbull?
Wait, Pitbull, Drake.
T-Pain or LL Cool J?
And Floyd Mayweather.
T-Pain could...
Let's go with T-Pain.
Okay.
Okay.
The Bulls. You know what?
No, we are sticking with LL.
I don't know if he's that mean.
I think
though.
Drake is such a whiny biatch that it's something he would say.
You got to switch.
Is this the first ever switch?
Well, there's dissension among you two.
I want you to be united.
Well, I can't tell them apart.
Well, get the flannel together.
Unite on an answer here. You've got 10 seconds. I'm putting you on the clock. 10 seconds.
Let's. You know what? I'm feeling it in Feldy's heart right now.
Yeah. Not in his arms. There's nothing else there in those arms.
Yeah, real good.
I got rid of those, but. It's got to be Drake.
Okay. Drake. They're saying Drake. Team Goose Cross is saying T-Pain. Face it, you'll never be this cool was a tweet from T-Pain.
Oh, yeah!
No!
Shit.
They just, to get out the brooms, they just swept the snake game. That's a clean sweep.
We did T-Pain first anyway, right? So we were losing.
Now, if you're at home, that's called the corkscrew finger.
We actually had 5 wrong answers.
That's
just
amazing.
Now.
Yeah, you did.
We
have 5
wrong
answers.
Hold on.
I got. Thank
you. The time has come, though. Who is benefiting from your clean sweep there?
We will be donating all proceeds from our victory, which is nothing, to the 1865 Whig Party. Because there are no such things as caps on political contributions at that point. And co-founder Donald Sterling.
Hey, there it is.
No? He's a heartless jackass racist. Okay, sorry. Apparently he's a racist jackass dick. All right. Feldstein, did you ever come up with a charity?
Yeah, I came up with a real better charity.
All right.
Here it is.
Tell us who lost.
You know who lost? The combined pension fund of all the people who actually are still alive that knew Maya Angelou.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow.
Just like 3 people.
Wow.
So they didn't...
good thing we didn't win.
She was 84.
Good stuff.
I mean, come on.
That's true.
That's what happens.
All right. Is that who you're playing for?
Yes.
Okay.
Is it better or worse?
yeah, it was an enigma wrapped in a puzzle. I don't know.
There's a lot going on there.
It's been taking a while on that one. Guys, thank you for listening to Sarcastic News Live. We're going to wrap it up here. My name is Justin Cross. We've had a fun show tonight. It's been a little different. We've kind of played off the cuff a little bit. You guys had some good stories, I thought. Some good local flavor.
Thank you.
Guzman, thanks for being here.
Best guest ever.
Solid, tight.
No, seriously.
Thanks for showing up to your
nice
job.
Besides the Selena song in the beginning, God rest her soul.
I'm mad you didn't know that song.
We knew it, but we just didn't know who it was.
Yeah, but you really stepped it up with BB Mac there. That was pretty huge.
You guys should have heard what I had next. That'll be for next week.
What was next?
Actually, you can play that play us out with that. We'll save it. We'll save it for next time. That's the tease for next time.
I got to promote. We got 40 seconds
Maybe
left.
Maybe you can do like a guess what song she's going to play next.
No, game?
Ooh. Yeah.
Ooh, all right.
We'll think about it.
For next week, we'll do that. So I'm going to state this right now. Guess what song Jenny is going to play for next week, and we'll go on Twitter, and we'll put up 4 different options on Twitter, and if you call in and guess what song she's going to play out of those 4, we'll play it on air next week. You will win. This is true. A signed autographed T-shirt headshot of Eric Feldstein's Model Mayhem photo.
It's gorgeous.
It's showing 1.5 nipples. So
it's glorious.
I promise that you'll win that. Guys, check us out on Twitter. Subscribe to our YouTube. We put up clips of the show. We put up other clips. We put up little sketches we do and everything. Go to Sarcastic News Live on YouTube and subscribe to it. Download us on iTunes. Download us here on Skid Row and all the shows that you have. Check us out on SarcasticNewsLive.com. We're everywhere. We got
sweeping
almost,
the nation.
Almost 8,000 followers on Twitter. Sarcastic News Live or SN Live 1 is our Twitter handle, at SN Live 1, and on Facebook as well. Check us out there. For Jake the Snake Cranny, Joe, Eric Feldstein just staring at me blankly, and Jenny Guzman, my name is Justin Cross. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week, get this, with a guest.
Whoa.
That's right. And
sweet.
That's it. Years. Padding sweat beneath these wheels. Tattooed lines beneath our skin. No surrender, my Bobby Jean.